Today on Our Ignorance is Bliss, we talk about a great many things. We talk about whether or not a nickname should be spoiled to somebody, and we also talk about after bathroom hygiene. It's a load of fun. You should check it out. Today on Our Ignorance is Bliss with Scott and Camp. Boy, howdy, this has been a while.
Yeah, another couple of week hiatus.
Yeah. Whoops.
Wicked sorry, everyone.
What'd you do?
I'm wicked sorry for the 2 week hiatus?
Oh, I thought you all of a sudden did something that you were wicked sorry about.
No, I didn't do something in the last 2 weeks I'm wicked sorry about.
No perforating of the underwear with a fart?
No. No. But I did roll my ankle at work today.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. It kind of hurts pretty bad right now.
No kidding. What'd you do? How did this happen?
Well, we started working at a new house today, me and new guy. He's not really new guy anymore. He's been around for, I don't know, 4 months or something like that.
He's the new guy until someone else is hired.
Yeah,
that's the way it's always been explained to me.
He's capable and he's a good guy, you know. And I kind of feel bad just calling him new guy all the time. So you know, I don't know. I'm maybe gonna have to give him a nickname.
Let's call him Ricardo Lamas.
No, see, I was gonna give him a name that kind of plays off of his actual real name. And I threatened to do it at work the other day, but I wasn't gonna do it in front of customers.
Oh,
so. But, you know, here on the podcast where, oh, by the way, a record 31 subscribers, according to our statistics, could possibly hear. I'm going to go on record and give him the nickname of Beeger.
Uh-huh.
It honestly, if you knew his real name, it plays right into it.
Okay.
So, Beeger and I, working at a new house today, and it was time to pack up and go. Well, because of another health-related incident, actually, one of the roofers apparently had a seizure a couple of months ago.
Oh, shit.
And started to have some sort of a spell or an episode whilst up on the roof. And, like, I guess he got dizzy, he started falling over, like, he chomped down on his own tongue. And, like, the other guys had to, like, grab him and, like, make him, like, lay down on the roof.
Oh, shit.
And then they had to carry him down, and then, like, two ambulances showed up and stuff. And it's like, okay, so this happened on a job site. There's a very good chance that Ministry of Labor is going to end up coming by. We're kind of at a point where it's like, oh, we can find some other stuff to kind of keep us busy, or we can call it a day. And it's like, with the idea of MOL coming by, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So we grab armload of tools and materials and stuff that we're packing back up, and I go to walk out the front door. Now, being a construction site, not everything's finished yet. So, like,
yeah.
The front porch isn't poured yet. And the ground's all hard and lumpy and uneven and frozen. And I step through, and my ankle just went out sideways on me. And I fell, and all the shit that I had in my hands went flying everywhere. And, of course, everybody saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Beeger, he saw it too.
Oh yeah. Anyone make some good cracks at you?
No. Well, one of the guys was like, oh, "Thank God they sent that second ambulance." So for the first little while, it was just mostly my pride that hurt, and I was like, "Oh, my ankle's a little sore." And now that I've had a chance to rest and let it swell.
My yeah.
Ankle's hurting pretty bad.
Wow.
I can't even blame the hiatus on anything like that, because that just happened like 2 hours ago.
Well, what can we blame the hiatus on?
Oh, I wish I knew. I wish it's something.
I got a new game for my PlayStation. There we go.
There it is. That's what happened to us. Yeah. Video games has ruined our lives again.
It has. It has. Madden 2017. Curse you, you bastard.
Is it every bit as fun as Madden 2007?
It's pretty fun.
Because that's, I think, the last Madden game that I played.
Okay, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I normally try to just get sacks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care so much about offense. I just try to hurt the quarterback.
Well, that's... I remember when you and I played quite a bit. That was all that we would do.
Yeah.
We would just... We kept, like, doing a return kick to the other team just so we could run them over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. So, this one, I got it because it went on sale on Super Bowl weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Down from, like, $80 to $25.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I missed out on the weekend of Black Friday. I missed out on Battlefield 1 going on sale for, I want to say it was like $40, $49.
Really?
From $80, yeah. I wanted to get over there and pick it up, but I didn't. And then I was also still in the hunt for the NES Classic then, so I stopped in on a Monday, and I'm like, did I hear a rumor that it was on for $49? They're like, yeah, it was this weekend. Oh. I'm like, oh, crap. It's Monday now, so that doesn't work, does it? They're like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, yeah. Oh, well. So I do not have Battlefield 1.
No, you don't. Which, I mean, a truly inventive Cam would have found a way to get it by now.
You could just order it on Amazon.
Yeah. If you were truly inventive.
That's not really inventive, though. It's... I know we've talked about it before, and I know on your other podcast, The Movie Breakdown, you guys talked about stuff like this before, but like the thrill of going to the video store
and
finding things, you know, there was a lot of that too when it came to like going to Blockbuster to rent a game even.
Yeah.
You know, to find something and just kind of read the back and stare at the cover for a little while and imagine all the things you could do in the game and then have to rent it and take it home and find out for yourself if that's actually what you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, there's no renting things anymore. It's just, you either buy it or you don't.
Yeah. Well, you can rent movies still.
Well, yeah, you can rent movies still. But, I mean, like, with online purchasing even, there's no... I mean, that's why there's no retail outlets left for movies and video games. Well, that's not even true. Like, EB Games is still going pretty strong, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's just so much easier to just, like, I'll take that one, put it in the cart, and then order it.
Yeah.
And have it delivered right to your door. Now, that's an exciting portion of it. I'll say that. Is that day when, like, I don't know, maybe you've been on a little online shopping frenzy and numerous parcels arrive and you're just digging through boxes. It's like, it's literally like Christmas morning brought to you. Like, what's in this box? And you're tearing into it and cutting back the tape and opening it up. And, oh boy, I got that thing I paid for.
Do you like pop in the air pockets? The
yeah, I sent you cylinders. Some recently, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Did you pop them?
Of course I did.
Attaboy.
Yeah. No, loving this mic that you got me.
It's a pretty decent mic.
It is. It's working fine.
That was the one that you have is the second one I bought. I'm currently holding the third one that I bought.
You're holding it?
Well, it's here. The computer's holding it, or it's holding onto the computer.
So you're using it. Love that little clip. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, I'm using it right now. It showed up. I shipped that one to you because your other one, your blue ball, died.
Yeah.
So I shipped that one to you, but I'd already purchased this one thinking, okay, I'll purchase this one. As soon as it comes in, I'll ship it to Scott. And then I thought, wait a minute, I just bought myself a new one. It's only maybe a month old. I'm like, why don't I just send this one up? I'll use my old one until the new one gets here. And then the new one showed up like the day after I shipped it to you. So I had a new mic before you had an almost new mic.
Or that's why we didn't get any podcasting done, because
the microphones. That's
the
it.
Microphones.
That's it. That's right. I mean, we're not going to put listen, folks. We're not going to put together something that sounds terrible.
No, not like the previous podcast we put together.
That's right. Yeah. No. No more headset mics. No more internal laptop mics. I mean, unless these mics kick out on us, but hopefully not. Hopefully they hold up well.
Fingers are crossed, man.
I like the sound quality on them, and I like that they have their own headphone jack, so you can play stuff through the computer, and the computer will use the speakers of your, computer, mm-hmm. and the microphone will pick that up. So we could actually start, playing stuff on the show.
Yeah.
You and me both.
Which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what have you been up to? Have you torn any ligaments or sprained any appendages? Has your life been as exciting as mine?
No.
Hmm.
No, just 1 second.
Just the dull and the dreary, huh?
No, not the spot.
Wait, what? What am I listening to? Cough.
Oh, well, here we go. Here it is. Because I brought it up the other day, and I didn't have a sound bite to play with it.
Okay. You can totally do that now with this mic.
Yeah.
And we can talk
well,
over
it's
it.
A well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the 5 wealthiest people in the world known as the Pentaveret.
You're right. It was a fact.
It was a fact. It's a well-known fact.
Not that well-known to me. I didn't even know it was a fact until just now.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere in the back of my mind I knew, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good fact.
Yeah.
One of the best facts from that movie.
That's a fun movie. I really enjoyed that movie, So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Have you seen it recently?
No. But I remember watching it as a teenager, mm-hmm. and then I remember watching it in my mid-20s and finding that it still held up.
Okay.
So, it's still, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's clearly a timeless classic based off of that info right there.
Mm-hmm.
Off of my own opinion from 10 years back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, I'm hearing the bzzz. Dit, dit, dit,
oh, I heard the bzzz, but I didn't hear the dit, dit, dit.
Oh. Oh,
sorry. Did I send you a faulty microphone?
Yeah. Obviously, it's your fault.
Wait, was the box dented when it showed up at your house?
No.
Okay. Do you think whoever picked it up from the post office for you might have shaken it a little too hard?
It's possible.
Okay. Because I did not write on the box, do not shake or bend.
Okay.
So maybe they thought they had, free rein over that to try and, shake the shit
shake
out of
or
it.
Shake or bend.
Or, put a couple of bends in it.
Yeah, but then once again, it falls on you for not having written that.
No, you're right. That's totally my fault, then, if that's the mm-hmm. case.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about myself for that now. Not even a little bit.
You shouldn't.
I don't.
You should not, no.
I feel terrible.
No, so to answer your question, not a lot of new with me.
Oh, that's right. I asked you something.
Yeah, you did.
About yourself. And then we derailed from that.
We did. That was my fault, though, not yours.
Sorry.
Can't blame that one on you.
Well, that's good, because my ankle hurts. In fact, I'm going to elevate it right now. Oh, that's weird. Oh, it's weird, because I got one leg sitting off the couch all normal style, and the other leg 90 degrees to it on the couch,
mm-hmm.
up on a blanket. I feel like a gymnast.
Well, you're practically doing gymnast moves.
Basically, yeah. It's weird.
You're doing the warm-up stretches.
It's especially weird because of my physique. not really what you'd call classical gymnast.
No. There's still got to be a role for you in the gym, though. Something you could do.
What could I do in a gym? I've actually given some thought lately to getting a gym membership.
Like Uneven Bars Gym or an actual workout gym?
Like an actual workout gym.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like I'm not looking to get like totally shredded or anything, but...
Oh, come on. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. No, I'll never be that. It's not possible. There's too many fat deposits in my body for that to be possible. No, but this week I started doing, I'm going to try and eat healthier thing again, which so far lasted 2 days, and we're four days into the week, so let's see where that goes. Well, what happened was, like, today and yesterday were really cold here, so the last thing I wanted to do was have, like, a cold, like, chicken and vegetable salad lunch. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what, screw this, I want a hot meal, I need a bowl of soup. We're, you know, fish and chips today.
Was it back to Dina's?
Yeah, I went to Dina's today. I wasn't gonna because it was a little out of... Mr. Markser, if you're listening, just spoiler alert, turn it down for a minute. Okay. Yeah, it was a little out of our way, but we went to Dina's anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Beeger's fault, though.
Oh, yeah? Gonna blame it on the beach?
He brought it up. I was gonna be happy going to, like, a, you know, generic on every Canadian corner coffee shop. And just getting a bowl of soup to, you know, be the perfect accoutrement to my cold vegetable and chicken salad. Just as a little something to warm me up. You know, but, yeah. Beeger had the idea, well, let's go to Dina's, and Well, I couldn't argue with that logic, so off we went.
The man knows how to put together a robust and solid line of defense, doesn't he, as far as what he's proposing?
The way I look at it is, he's just going to keep twisting my arm, and the more I fight, the more likely I am to tear ligaments. Little did I know, that's probably what I did to my ankle already.
Well, that's the thing. You want this to happen twice in one day?
Well, it hadn't already happened at that point, but that would have been just terrible. You know, having a twisted arm and then rolling my ankle, so...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, good on me, you know, fully conscious of it or not, but having the foresight to minimize the damage.
So you made the healthier choice.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. So in a way, I did have a healthy lunch.
Yes, you did.
Oh, boy.
That's exactly what you did.
Yeah, so I had a bowl of soup and then fish and chips.
That's a big lunch.
It was a big lunch, but it was really good.
Yeah, what kind of soup was it?
Cream of broccoli
with
cheddar, but like with actual cheddar.
Nice.
Yeah. And I don't normally like anything broccoli, like, at all. It's gross.
I like broccoli. I'll eat it.
No. Sorry. Broccoli and cauliflower.
Do you enjoy chopping broccoli?
Which is basically just Caucasian broccoli. They're gross.
Do you enjoy chopping broccoli?
No. And you'd think I'd be like, yeah, fuck you, I'm taking a knife to you. No, I don't even like that. Not worth my time. Can stay on the shelf at the grocery store.
Okay.
Hopefully one of those cooler shelves. With the water that mists.
I don't like how Saturday Night Live doesn't post their videos on YouTube.
Yeah, apparently NBC in general is pretty dickish about YouTube. Like right down to, well, other podcasts I listen to, the Detroit Cast, every time they want to talk about anything that's happened on SNL or anything NBC related, so sports, news, whatever, because they broadcast their show, like the Detroit Cast broadcasts on YouTube, anytime they do anything that's NBC property, their YouTube stream gets yanked.
Really?
They get shut down like within minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess NBC is just totally prickish about any of their material being on YouTube.
Because talking about broccoli, I was going to find Dana Carvey singing Chopping Broccoli.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and you can do that now with the mic that you have.
Well, I could, but I can't.
Okay, then don't.
It's not on the YouTube.
No. It's not.
So I can't.
Because of NBC.
That's right. Curse you, NBC.
I'm sorry.
This honestly was not what I thought I would be doing today, was cursing a network television station.
What did you think you'd be doing today?
I don't know. Finding a Pegasus?
You could do that in Madden?
No, I was just thinking, like,
I was gonna say, going out and searching. That's not the Madden that I remember then.
Yeah, your quarterback's riding a winged horse.
Isn't that one of the upgrades once you've reached level 30?
Yeah, except it doesn't throw well against the Griffin defense.
Well, obviously, come on. Anybody who's even got half a brain as a coach would understand that.
No, it's a pretty fun game. It's not as good as some of the Madden games of past. Mm. Like, I remember this one. It was, I think, 2004. And you could set ticket prices. You could hold promotional days at your stadium if attendance was down.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Like, the whole... You got to not only play the football game, but you also got to do the GM role.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you got to do everything, right? And there's a franchise mode in this Madden, but it's not as in-depth. Because I remember moving the Buffalo Bills from Buffalo. I can't remember what city I moved them to, but I changed their name to the Road Warriors. And I had them play in the Thunderdome. That was the name, because I built... And you could actually design the stadium that you move them into.
Yeah.
So I designed a stadium. I called it the Thunderdome. I'm like, this is awesome. It's like Mad Max. Road Warriors playing in the Thunderdome.
And that was pre-Xbox 360. That was original Xbox.
This was actually, it was either Xbox or GameCube.
Oh, yeah. It could have been GameCube. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was that era, anyways.
Yeah, it was. And I remember explaining it to my roommate at the time, first name C, mm-hmm. about everything I was doing. Mm-hmm. But the week after the season started, or no, the week before the season started, I got a sponsorship offer to I'd get like a certain number of millions of dollars if I changed the arena to Orange Pylon Cone Field.
That's awesome.
So I did it.
You sold out?
I did.
I mean, the offer's awesome. You sold out. Oh. You.
So there was no point in the move
corporate
anymore.
Corporate shill you.
What are you going to do? Are you going to keep up with the team theme of the Road Warriors playing in the Thunderdome? Or are you going to see those greenbacks and realize I could be playing in Orange Cone Pylon Field?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, locally, we used to have, well, the arena is still there, but it used to be the Sarnia Sports and Entertainment Center, where you and I have both visited to watch a wrestling event.
Wrestling, yes.
Yeah. So you remember the SSEC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's now the Progressive Auto Sales Arena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They sold out as well.
They did.
Although, they sold out before. It was the RBC Center, I think.
Oh.
Not center, but Royal Bank had something to do with it anyways. And then it sold out again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just anything for a nickel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sad. Yeah.
But it was pretty cool in that Madden game because as soon you have to announce that you're moving a year before you move, and attendance just dropped. People wouldn't buy merchandise. People wouldn't come out to games anymore.
I could understand the not buying. Well, no, maybe not even that. No, I could see wanting to buy the last of it, right? Now it's a mm-hmm. piece of history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for any collector, this was from the very last season of it all.
Mm. Yeah.
But I guess, but I
had
yeah.
to do foam finger giveaways and stuff like that. Like I had, I had to really ratchet up my tactics to get people out to the stadium.
Oh, that's great though. I love that. I love that gaming went to that level though.
It did, and it was awesome.
Because wasn't there, maybe it was in a later one, but wasn't there other things too, where like if players were unhappy, they'd go to the press. There'd be like newspaper articles written about your players complaining about not getting enough time or not being paid enough or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. You get to be the GM that way. Because I know when you and I played and we had like no offense whatsoever, it was just all aggressive defense.
Yes.
We constantly, like game after game, like quarterbacks were complaining in the press about... not being played, not getting enough minutes on the field.
You know what, though? Maybe they had a righteous complaint, but I don't think so. We still won games.
Yeah, we had a very winning season.
Yeah. That's where you got the Jim Beef arm thrust.
That's where it came from.
Do the noise. Do the noise.
Yeah, really, that's it. Translate so well. It's the gritted teeth and the scrunchy eyes and the fist extending out.
I was gonna send you a video actually of a game the other day.
Oh yeah,
I sacked the quarterback. He coughed up the ball, and Dudenheimer.
Oh, I forgot about Dude.
Yeah, he picked up the ball and lumbered his way to the end zone, and I always dive into the end zone. And so the nimble guys, they do like jump spins and stuff like that. Like they're jumping over an offensive line and all that. It looks all heroic. Just picture the biggest, burliest guy you could running, just slowly chugging along and then fainting. Because when I hit the dive button with him, all he did was collapse to his knees and fall forward.
See, now going back to this whole idea of thinking about getting a gym membership, I bet that's about all I could pull off at a gym the first time I got on a treadmill. All of a sudden, Cam's falling flat face forward.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can go up and down ladders all day at work. You know, maybe not tomorrow with my ankle, but we'll see.
That's what the beej is for.
Yeah, oh, beejer.
Sorry, oh, so, sorry.
Yeah, got to get this right.
Yeah.
He doesn't know I call him that.
When's he going to find out?
I admitted to him today that we do a podcast. You know,
yeah.
He figured it out already because we're Facebook friends and the Facebook posts about it. But you know, I hadn't said anything. I'm not like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a terrible promotions guy. Well, I'm definitely a terrible promotions guy.
Yeah. No, I am a terrible promotions guy.
Yeah. You know, like I didn't want it to be like, you know, first like couple of days that Beeger and I are working together. You know, this is back when he was still just new guy.
Yeah,
you know, just be like, oh yeah, and this is how I handle this and blah blah blah. Oh, and I do a podcast too. Just saying. You know, I didn't want to be that guy. I figured, if he finds out, he finds out. If not, whatever. But today was the first time I've actually talked with him about it.
Yeah.
So terrible at promotions. What was I saying about it first, though? There was a point to me even bringing it up. I have forgotten.
I'm drawing a blank. Oh, I was going to ask when you're going to tell him about the nickname.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe when this one posts and he recognizes that, oh yeah, that's that thing that Cam finally mentioned. Maybe he'll listen and find out that, you know, I have this nickname for him.
Yeah.
Beeger.
Cause what was awesome was when our friend Dave became Ho-Hickey, and it was months. Yep. It was months before he found out he was called Ho-Hickey.
Wasn't he? He was even involved with conversations about Ho-Hickey. Not realizing that he, in fact, was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yep. Ah, the days. The glorious days.
Uh-huh.
So do you think you're going to get any sympathy from your wife over your injury?
Probably not. She's probably just going to call me a dummy.
Yeah. Even when you explain how heroic you were when you went down?
How I made sure that the saw blades and batteries and other materials that I was carrying, you know, were flung to a safe distance away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I scraped my wrist up a bit on the way down, too. I was kind of worried, like, as my ankle's getting more and more sore, I'm like, I hope my wrist doesn't start to hurt. Like, what if I got to go to the hospital and get an x-ray, and it's like, hey, while we're in here checking out my ankle, you mind whipping my right hand under the under the beam and see if it's okay, too? That'd be great. Just, like, break bones on one whole side of my body. That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't it be?
I don't think anything's broken. Like, I can move my foot, but I'm not going to lie to you. It hurts a lot to do that right now. Oh, why am I still doing it? Ow!
Yeah, maybe you should stop it. Do you have a tensor bandage or something?
No! What is a tensor bandage going to do? I've always wondered that. The support what? So I've that propped you're... it up on the couch 90 degrees from the other one.
No, you don't wear it when you're resting. You wear it when you're active.
Yeah, but that's the big part of my problem. My gym membership's no good. I'm not active.
No, but you go to work.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
So you would tensor it before you went to work?
Well, I don't have one. A tensor bandage. I have a job. At least until, you know, Mr. Markser find out my ankle doesn't work anymore. Beeger, if you're listening, don't tell Mr. Markser.
So you're going to hide this from him?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Goodness.
Beeger's kind of a rat. He's probably just going to tell him straight up. Guess what he did yesterday? He's kind of a rat because I've kind of made him into one, because I would totally throw him under the bus that way.
Okay, so this is something that was...
It's that... a tit-for-tat scenario.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you then.
Nah, it's okay. It's fair. I mean, you've worked with me lots in the past.
I have worked with you lots, yes.
And you know how there's very little that will stand between me and cracking wise at someone's expense, especially on the job.
Yes.
Okay, so you think about all those times that I've poked fun at your expense.
Yes.
It is nothing compared to the way that I treat this guy.
Really?
Really. And I like him. I think he's fantastic. Honestly, like, talking with Mr. Markser, I'm like, I don't know how we would ever do any of this now without a guy like Beeger.
Except you don't say Beeger.
Well,
you will now.
Well, once the cat's out of the bag, once either Mr. Marks hears it here or Beeger himself hears it here, that's it. That's his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you call him in front of customers?
I don't know that I'm comfortable giving out his
No. But like another nickname that you would call him in front of customers. A short form for Beeger.
Yeah, I don't know. Usually I just call him by his proper name.
Okay.
Yeah. Not first and last or first middle and last. Not even necessarily the full version of his first name, but, you know, the abbreviated socially norm acceptable version of his name.
Yeah.
You know, the way he introduced himself to me. Not Beeger, that's for sure.
Do you think he'll ever get to a place where he introduces himself as Beeger?
Well, I hope if we're going into a customer's house to, like, swap out a furnace or a water tank, and, you know, like, there's little kids running around and stuff like that, I really hope he's got the class not to say such a thing in a customer's home. But on a new job site, whatever. Curse like a sailor if you like. I don't care. Like, on a new build, when it's, like, just proper construction, I don't... Curse to your heart's content. Be inappropriate. So here's a
question. Christmas time rolls around, mm-hmm. this time next year, Beezer's still working with you.
Mm-hmm.
You get him a little something, a little card or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What does the inside of the card say?
Well, pretty sure it's going to have to say Beezer.
Yeah.
Or if there's some other, you know, more appropriate, timely joke to be made at his expense, then by all means.
Well, all right. So well, good.
That's just how it's going to go down.
I just wanted to know where you landed on that.
I'm constantly on this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
And I mean, honestly, like, he's for... And yeah, I'm going to lump him into a group of people, but, like, for a millennial, you know, there's a lot of complaints going around with millennials about, like, they're not ambitious and they just expect, you know, everything to be handed to them. They're entitled, they're this and that. This guy's, like, old school. Mm-hmm. He just gets up, goes to work, gets his shit done, and goes home at the end of the day.
Mm.
You know, he's ambitious to learn. He's constantly wanting to take on new tasks. You know, if he's not sure of something, he'll ask. He's already got most of an apprenticeship in with service work, and it's clear he's learned a lot.
Yeah.
And with that stuff, too, because, you know, for being a guy mid-20s, he's got just a absolute wealth of knowledge of, like, cool. working components of machinery and furnaces and appliances and stuff like that. So, you know, he's clearly a go-getter. And somehow he got stuck with me.
The day his life went downhill.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say. I know where he worked before, and I can understand why it was the time for a change.
Yeah.
I myself worked there before, and there was definitely a time when I needed a change.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Understandable. So did you get much done this weekend? Did you have a party, or did you throw yourself a cake, or what'd you do?
Throw myself a cake?
Yeah.
Wait, what, this past weekend?
Yeah.
What was this past weekend?
I don't know.
Nothing special?
Just a weekend.
No real reason to party then, huh?
Yeah.
No, we did not, in fact, party. It's been pretty...
You did not throw yourself a cake.
No, we did not throw ourselves a cake. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
I was just wondering, that's all.
No, it's been pretty low-key around here, around the house. Monica's had some time off, and she's been spending a good deal of it resting.
Yeah.
So. Good. Yeah. So. I don't know. Is it something they talk about? The whole... what we've been up to, her and I?
I was just curious. I was looking for some conversation.
I don't know. Well, I guess there's no harm in talking about it at this point, I suppose. It's just there's no definitive answer on anything like that. Ooh, I'm getting all mysterious now.
Yeah, you are. Is this about a cake?
No, but it is possibly about an omelet.
Oh!
We'll call back there. So yeah, it's no secret, especially on this program, about our fertility issues and things like that. So we, in the last couple of weeks, have actually started our first round of IVF, mm-hmm. which is in vitro fertilization. So, thus far, things are showing to be successful. It's not an announcement to make yet, by any means. It's still in the very, very early stages of things, but so far everything's proceeding well.
Good.
But because of some of the procedures that she's had to undergo, she's had to take a bit of time off work and spend most of her time resting and things like that. So, yeah. Because it's... I mean, yes, we've talked about our struggles, especially on here, in a bit of a lighthearted manner. But, I mean, we had a bit of a setback before Christmas where we were pregnant and then all of a sudden one day we were not anymore. And mm-hmm. we've taken a break from, you and I have specifically taken a break of talking about the fertility stuff for that reason, because that was
yeah,
you know, after 6+ years of trying and finally getting right there, only to have it kind of slip away from us was a little tough. And
yeah,
even now, a couple months later, it's still a little tough. But you know, for the sake of being open and honest about this, that's where we're at with it. So. Yeah, early stages of first round of IVF, and we'll see where that goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool.
But man, I had to go and produce a sample in a cup in an office building again.
Oh.
I know.
Does it get any easier?
No, not ever. It's not. It's not like after your first time where sex is this whole new world and it's like, okay, you know, get a little better each time. You get a little more experience. You get a little more comfortable with your partner sort of thing. It's not like that. It's still every single time. It's just fucking weird. Every single time.
Wow. So it's like you walk into Wernham Hog. And you have to go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everything's happening out and about. What would you do if there were documentary cameras in the office one day went in there?
No. No cameras. Not going to happen. No, that would freak me right out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be... Nope, this isn't happening anymore. See ya. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So have you had a chance to check out the new Ricky Gervais movie on Netflix?
No, I haven't yet. I know you mentioned it to me the other day. You're talking about the David Brent movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not sat down to watch that yet. Now, I've heard some conflicting reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some people say it was one of the greatest things that they've ever seen.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, that it was hysterical start to finish, and I have a hard time accepting that.
Hmm.
You know, I think
I have a hard time saying that.
I liked your review on the movie breakdown on your other podcast about it. I really liked your review about it, the way you talked about him being more of an ensemble player.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just being constantly the center of attention, because there was always something going on with Gareth and Tim, with Tim and Dawn, even with the small little breaks with Keith from accounting.
yeah, exactly.
You know, it wasn't 100% David Brent on screen all the time, you know, because I think that gets to be a bit much.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that, but I haven't seen this yet, so.
Yeah, and that's truly how I feel about it, is that it just, it's like, it's funny because it's a character that you wouldn't want to spend time with. However, when it's the main character of the movie, you're spending time with someone you don't want to spend time with.
Mm.
You don't get any breaks from it. It goes from being that character to being that guy.
Mm. That's a good way to look at it, because I think, and I like the way you say that about it's somebody that you wouldn't want to spend time with, and yet, you know, as the documentary format of the show The Office was, it kind of plays out like it does in a job, where that may not be somebody that you would want to spend time with, but because it's work, you have to spend time with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you could really feel the pain of other people around them. And that's, I thought that was one of the brilliant things about the humor of that show, was the way that everything felt really uncomfortable and really awkward.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just here to collect a paycheck and this is what I have to deal with.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, to just willfully go out and hang out with that guy afterwards, that'd be tough.
Yeah. It would be, let's see.
Right, that is it. Slow down, you move too fast. Solomon's here. All part of the job. What's going on?
Put my stapler inside the jelly again.
That's the third time he's done it. It wasn't even funny the first time.
Why has he done that?
Just told him once that I don't like jelly. And trust the way it moves.
Yeah, you showed him a weakness. He pounced. You should know about that.
I had to share that.
Sure, why not?
Because I can now.
Yeah, it's great when you can do that, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to start, like, you know, putting together little snippets or one-liners from things that we've seen that can totally be horribly distracting.
We like distracting, don't we?
We live for it.
That we do.
Hey, I don't have anything queued up. I mean, I've still got a bunch of the Clay Martin Croker drops, but we've already been over those.
Yeah, we have. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I have to pee so bad.
What? For real?
I'm not joking. I'll be right back. You entertain all the right. crowd.
Sure.
This is good podcast material.
Did you miss us, folks? 2 weeks later? Did you really miss this? Came back and started moving the computer, it had connection issues and then it was just gone.
Okay, so you couldn't hear me pee, could you?
Totally could hear you pee. Right down to the last couple of drops being shaken out. I'll tell you what we didn't hear was you washing your hands.
I did wash my hands.
Not according to the audio, you didn't.
No, there was a flush and then there was a faucet.
It was a flush. There's no faucet.
There, yeah. Seriously, there is a faucet.
You gonna try and hide this one behind connection issues, huh? Huh? You and your filth.
There, I swear there was a faucet because I washed my hands.
Yeah, sure you did. No, but listen, trust me. None of us heard the running water. For all I know, you've taken that new mic that I sent you, and you're about to turn it on and off with. You know, what's lingering from your festering pecker all over your hands? You know what? You can keep it. I don't want that mic back. It's all yours now.
I feel as though audio has misrepresented me.
You know what, when I go to edit and I listen back, maybe I'll have to, you know, retract it next time we record, but basically from what I could hear through the headphones, it sure sounded like a lot of tinkle, which is fine. You said that's what was going to happen.
That was the plan, yes.
And there was the mild sound of a flushing. I heard no faucet running, none whatsoever. Like, is it possible that, like, the toilet is 5 feet away from where you are, and that's why we could hear you pee, and the faucet is, you know, 30 feet away, and perhaps out of range? Do you have a 25-foot bathroom?
Yeah. We do not.
Okay, didn't think so. So I'm going to have to stand with, don't think you washed your hands.
Totally did, but that's okay. That's okay. You know what? We'll let the audience decide. They can make up in their own minds what they
heard. This could be our first, basically, poll.
Yeah. Did Scott wash his hands?
Yeah, your because name yes, vote.
There was a flush of the toilet, and then there was the running of the sink. Now, they may have blended together because they happen near the same time.
Whoa, that was a nasty one.
That was.
Yeah. Hmm. I wonder, hey, the cord that came with the mic for you, was it a really long one?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the new cord, too, so it's not that.
Okay.
I wonder if I'm maybe using the old cord. I don't know, because I just grabbed one. There was just one here. Maybe it's on my end.
It could be on my end.
I don't even know anymore.
It sounded pretty darn loud.
I don't know. It sounded pretty darn loud to me, too.
Oh.
That's how I knew it was a bad one.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, well. So you got anything for today?
I do, but I kind of want to go back to this poll idea.
Okay.
You know, basically, I'm going to put it this way. Did Scott wash his hands, yay or nay? Nays? If you win, I'll buy you a coffee.
Okay.
And
You'll buy the nays a coffee?
The naysayers. Those who agree with me that no, Scott did not wash his hands. I'll buy you a coffee. Some might see that as bribery. I see it as rewarding honesty.
I know the truth of what happened, though. I know what's honest.
I'll even let them put cream and sugar in it. How about that? If they want. They don't have to, but if they want, I'll even splurge.
What'll you do for the A's?
I'm not doing anything for them. I'm in the nay camp.
For the A's, you get a big thumbs up.
Ooh, wow. Wow. What a reward. Well,
how am I going to buy them a coffee?
I don't know. But it sounds like you've got a pretty weak campaign going here.
Well, I haven't had a lot of time to strategize, so, you know.
All right. Fine. Fair enough. Well,
so how are you going to take this poll?
Remember last time we mentioned the idea of possibly starting an OIB Twitter account?
Yeah.
I think maybe we should do that.
Okay.
Because I think there's a way to make a poll for that. I'm not entirely sure. But okay. I'll do that tonight. I'll whip that up tonight.
Okay.
You know, that sort of thing. So, hey, that'll be one more thing that we can start to announce at the end of the show. instead of giving out our own ones, we can maybe just do one for the show then.
The show's and Twitter,
you
know what? Yes.
Hey, Scott, I'll even give you the password so that you can feel free to use it. Just since you're part of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
Fair enough,
yeah.
Sound like an idea.
Oh, it's an idea. I don't like where it's going with this whole poll thing.
Why? Because you have something to fear?
Yeah, because you're bribing the voters.
I'm rewarding their honesty. As long as they completely agree with me. Simple as that.
What happens to me if the consensus is I did not wash my hands?
What happens to you?
Do I lose anything?
Well,
do
you're
I
gain a filthy anything? Animal. This is how disease spreads, Scott. You're basically growing your own punishment on every doorknob you touch, on every key that you press on the computer.
Every hand that I shake?
Yeah, you're inflicting pain on people.
every person whose cheek I wipe stuff off of by licking my thumb and pressing it on their face.
Let's be completely honest. How many times in a week do you do that?
More than you'd like to know.
Actually, I'd very much like to know.
In all honesty, none.
Ah, that's too bad.
It's a boring life I live.
I like to think that you just walk up to strangers in a cafe with, like, muffin crumbs or little bits of mustard from their their Reuben sandwiches and be like, oh, hold on, lick your thumb and give it a smudge.
Yeah.
Give them a little tap on the cheek. You're all better now.
As you were.
Yeah. There, now that's presentable.
Okay, so now that you've got this whole poll thing figured out.
Well, I don't have it figured out. I'm going to put it out there. Some way, somehow.
Okay.
I think I can do that on Facebook, too. So on our Facebook page.
I did wash my hands.
I have no audio proof of that at this point. Now, it's possible when I listen back to your independently recorded track, the audio will be clearer, and perhaps maybe I just lose hands down. Which is fine, then. I will only have to buy myself a coffee.
No, if I'm proven right, if you concede, I deserve something from this trauma that I've endured.
How is this trauma?
You're making me feel like I'm a monster.
If you really had nothing to hide.
Which I don't.
But if you really had nothing to hide, you'd feel confident enough in your own recollection of what went down to just be like, nope, that's it. I don't need to feel like a monster because I know I'm not one. The fact that I'm making you feel like one tells me something's fishy. And it's probably the stink from your hands.
I can tell you with certainty it was pee, flush, faucet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the smell was pee.
No, it was pee. No, it was pee, flush, faucet.
Okay.
That's the order in which...
That's the order in which I do it. But, you know, I've never... To the best of my knowledge, anyways, I'm not on recording to having done that. You are.
I knew this was a bad idea the
moment
I got up and
went in
there. So
now we can totally scrutinize.
When you listen back, you'll hear it. You will hear
it. Okay. And if I do, and the nays lose out, well, that's just less people that I gotta buy coffee for.
And you owe me a beer.
Okay, I suppose. I could probably make that happen.
Okay.
I mean, I have your mailing address. I sent you a mic. Maybe I can send you a can of beer. All bubble wrapped. I don't know that I would trust a bottle. Although, maybe a can's not a good idea either, because what if they decide to bend it?
They'll do not bend or shake.
Yeah. No, shaking too. Yeah, I'll definitely have to make sure to write the warning label on it.
Yeah.
Do not bake or shake. I would love to see the look of the person at Canada Post, the look on their face as I walk into their store with a can in hand. Hey, you need a box for this? You can hear those packing bubbles? Perfect. Right, you know, my address is the return address. Write your address. Pay for the postage. Or just one last thing, pull out a Sharpie. Do not bend or shake.
Lost a urination-style bet.
Yeah, I don't know that I need to disclose that with Canada Post, but I probably would.
Yeah. My goodness.
I did actually have some articles pulled for today, too.
Well, let's do one.
Okay. Well, it's currently February 16th. 2017th.
Yeah.
Which means Valentine's Day just passed us.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything special for your lady?
I did absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Did you?
Well, we had a dinner. We didn't go out. We just made dinner.
Yeah.
We got some giant shrimp and some scallops, and then I did some steaks up on the barbecue.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not bad. We just, like I say, we've been keeping things pretty low-key lately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's the extent of it. But there was a very special promotion from Burger King.
Of all places.
Oh, you're not going to believe where this one went. So, fast food chains have done a lot of goofy things for Valentine's Day over the years. Most famously including the candlelight dinners at White Castle. But Burger King Israel is taking things to an awkward new level. With a very happy Valentine's meal for adults only. This meal comes with two Whoppers, two packs of French fries, two beers, and two romantic adult toys inside. kids have got their kids' meal, but what about grown-ups? Adults, shouldn't they have their own meal too? At least on Valentine's, the chain asks. Yes, Burger King is now putting sex toys in its combo meals. The offer's available Tuesday only after 6 p.m. Now, granted, this is also only in Israel, apparently. Which is too bad, really. I mean, it's hard enough to get a Burger King burger around Sarnia area anyways, and now I get to miss out on the adult combo as well.
I know. It's
disappointing.
Very now, does it come in like a Happy Meal bag?
Yeah, it does. But for adults? It does. And the picture that I'm looking at has like, looks like a, like some sort of a blindfold or like a feather tickler. So, I mean, yeah, who knows? Who knows, you know, to what extent they're going to start toying up these things, but I don't know.
Now, here's the thing. You you got on me about my hand washing, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to want to play with anything in an intimate area with something you got at a greasy burger joint?
Well, what if it comes in, like, a bubble wrap or, you know, like in the clear nitrogen-filled plastic?
Okay, yeah. I just saw it as being...
Pardon me.
Loose in the bottom.
Batteries half drained.
Yeah.
You know, like all those little light up toys that you buy for kids and stuff like that. You never get the first one on the shelf because everybody's pressed that button.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if they're reaching into the barrel of adult toys there at Burger King for you, you're like, can you get one from the bottom of the barrel, please?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's weird, though.
Wow, so Burger King making it a happy kingdom.
Apparently. At least doing their part.
Yeah. He's pulling out all the stops. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought Israel...
No, I wouldn't have thought Israel either.
Maybe they're a kinky bunch. I don't know.
It's kind of sounding that way, isn't it?
It really is. What are you Googling Israel kink right now?
No, I'm not Googling Israel kink. No, I had something else that I wanted to send you as well. Kind of along the lines of the Valentine's Day theme. Now, you yourself, you've done some rock climbing and some wall climbing, correct?
Yes.
And like ice wall climbing and stuff like that. Is that something that your wife is into as well?
She used to be into the rock climbing.
Okay. So this is, now I want you to describe what's happening in this video when I send it to you, because the audio doesn't actually get very descriptive of it. So I kind of want you to, whoa, more garbly stuff.
Yeah.
Think of this as something that the two of you could do together to... I guess guess, kind of enhance the experience of rock climbing. Oh, I mean,
okay. Ah! Ah! Okay. There's so.
See what you see.
I can't.
Oh yeah. No, you need to talk about this.
Okay.
The poor listeners at home, they have no idea what's going on.
Okay. Well, let's just say there are some anatomically correct holds on this wall that are adult themed. With erect penises, erect nipples, buttocks with scrotums pulling through. This climbing wall is made of genitalia, it says. I'm just going to press play and see what else there is.
Alright.
They like focusing on the penis one.
Yeah, they do seem to like that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a limp penis in there as well. Oh, that guy's really liking the breast hold.
I like the description of the video. This climbing wall is made of genitalia. This climbing wall is a handful.
Handful. Yep. Oh my goodness.
You don't think that's potentially a nice, relaxing couples activity?
Are you going to post that on our Facebook page?
I think I'm going to have to, so people can get a visual to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because your description was a little lacking. I mean, was some of the genitalia ample? We don't know. You didn't tell us.
I was beside myself. I didn't know how to think properly while watching this. It took me by surprise. I'm not going to lie.
I was kind of hoping for that. When I saw that thing pop up on another podcast fan page, I was like, oh my goodness. This is unsettling. And yet hilarious.
Yeah. I want to know how they made these shapes.
Mm-hmm.
How they made the molds of them. There's some details in there. Veins and
you're
such.
You're not wrong in saying anatomically correct. Whose microphone is doing this?
I don't know.
Maybe it was mine. It just stopped as soon as I pushed on the cord.
Oh.
It's possible I'm using the old cable from mic one.
But there were veins.
Yeah.
There were veins in there.
Yeah. I mean, despite the rainbow of colors that these things were, they weren't, you know, cartoonish. They were remarkably lifelike.
Yes. Yes, they were.
I just don't know that I'd want to climb a wall of sexy body parts. That's my only grips.
I would have a very hard time reaching for that penis. All I could picture is my dad sitting there watching me, shaking his head.
Do you think he'd enjoy that video? Do you want to forward that to him?
No, I don't. This is from your son. Check it out. Yeah, thanks for the Valentine's Day card, Dad. Here's what I got for you.
Yeah, I really thought that video would make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of derailed this conversation. Conversation. Look, I can't even speak properly.
I I was pretty shocked by what I saw. It was entertaining, though. It was entertaining.
Oh, boy.
I still want to know how those molds were made.
Well, either somebody, you know, plaster cast modeled them, or someone else sculpted them.
Yeah.
Perhaps a combination of both.
If that's a plaster, if that's a model of someone's actual genitalia, that's then remarkable. I have something to be afraid of.
Remarkable.
Look at that beast.
Oh boy. Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that even after 2 weeks off, this is probably enough of this for today.
Okay.
We've definitely hit the hour and then some part.
Yes, we have. We've had some toilet talk.
Yep.
Some body part talk.
Mm-hmm. We even got a little serious for a couple of moments.
We did.
We even bestowed a new nickname upon somebody.
Yeah, well, you did. You brought it up. Yeah.
You didn't object.
No, I didn't.
Your hands are just as dirty as mine. Dirtier, in fact, I say.
Yeah, you would say, although I would say that they're as clean, if not cleaner, than yours.
We'll wait till the proper audio posts of it, and then we'll see what the listener has to say about it.
All right. Remember, get a thumbs up.
This is a majority rules society. You know, cup of coffee for all the nays.
What if I vote nay just for a coffee?
That's fair. I mean, I have to buy you one then. Well, yeah. That's an if we win. If we win, I buy you one.
Oh.
You know, you don't reward kids for losing at their soccer games, do you? The kids get trounced. It's an 8-0 loss in soccer. Most times, games don't score above 3 goals combined for 2 teams. They don't get to go to Pizza Hut buffet after that. So, nays, there's no coffee for you unless we win.
So the kid who loses 8-0 at soccer has to use his allowance to pay for dad's rocket pop icicle.
That makes sense popsicle. To me. That totally makes sense to me. You know, like, it's not about whether you win or lose, it's how you played the game. Well, if you played the game like shit, you're not getting an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Okay, well, what if your son does really well, just the rest of the team sucks?
Okay, well, you know, maybe you have a chat with him about it, but, I mean, he's still part of that losing team. You know, tell you what, we'll go to the ice cream store. You can watch the kids from the winning team eat their ice cream. They earned it.
What if your kid's in a 4-person relay?
Mm-hmm.
He's the first person to run the 100 meters.
Mm-hmm.
He goes around the track. He's in first place.
Mm-hmm.
Their team's in first.
Yep.
But by the time the last kid from their team goes around, they're in last place. So your kid won his leg, was the best for his competition.
Maybe this is the problem with team sports. You know, there is no I in team, but perhaps there should be.
There is meat.
Oh, that's really getting bad again. I didn't even touch the cable. No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably wrap this up.
All right. Thank you for listening, then.
It's still going.
There we go. If you want to get in contact with us, you can. OurIgnoranceIsBliss@gmail.com or Facebook.com/OurIgnoranceIsBliss, where Cam will have a new video posted of a fun, extremity-filled climbing wall.
Yes. A not-safe-for-work climbing wall.
Oh, don't watch this at work.
It's a bad idea. That'll get you in trouble. It'll be a trip to HR for you if you do.
Yeah, and if you get to HR, don't show them the video clip in your defense.
Exactly. Anyways, coming soon, our very own Our Ignorance is Bliss Twitter handle. But in the meantime, if you like, you can reach me at @ignorant_cam or Scott is @breakdownscott. Other than that, anything else we need to official business, anything like that?
Vote yay in this upcoming competition.
If you want to receive a thumbs up, vote yay.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to go for the cup of coffee, you know, on the winning side of things, as long as it's on the winning side of things, vote nay.
That's right, because you don't want to be endorsing loser kids.
Yeah, or filthy beast behaviors.
I wash my hands.
I've not been made aware of that.
I am making
It's your word versus the audio.
The audio will show.
All right. We'll see how the poll goes.
Okay. Anyways, thank you very much for listening, everyone. I'm Scott Martin.
And I'm Cameron Mitchell.
Tinkles.